Our next topic is too little water, water supply considerations and land use. Our two speakers are Robert Mace, who's the Executive Director and Chief Water Policy Officer of the Meadows Center for Water and Environment and a professor of practice at Texas State University, and L'Oreal Stepney, and she is a board member of the Texas Water Development Board. She's also a professional engineer, and her term currently runs, is set to expire February 1, 2029. So she's going to be around for a while. I'm going to turn it over to y'all.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I was going to be like, now the engineers would say good afternoon. How are y'all doing? Great. Well, let's talk about the Water Development Board. So I'm happy to bring you guys a few updates on the current status of water supply in Texas, drought planning, and then also the financial assistance programs that we provide with the Water Development Board. I really like this slide. It really goes into all of the, I call them three different buckets that the Water Development Board is responsible for. Well, let me start by saying the Texas Water Development Board was created in 1957, so we've been around for a long time. And it was created following a major drought. You guys, some of you may have heard of the drought of the 50s. The board is charged with securing the state's water supply by preparing for future droughts. And more recently, in the 1990s, the legislature put in place a process, and you know, instead of having a top-down process for developing planning projects, it's a bottom-up approach now, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. The operations of the board have evolved over the decades, and the legislature has entrusted the Water Development Board with more and more responsibilities. You know, our staff is, we're a little over 400 staff members, but all are seriously committed to securing water for Texas. Those three major buckets are science, planning, and financing. So as you can see with the blue color up there, you know, we do a lot of data collection, we do modeling, we work a lot with local partners on water quality, and as well as our sister agency, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. For planning, we work a lot with the local entities and their regional water planning groups, and so we really want to see how much water will be needed in 50 years, and so we have an extensive planning process for that. Not only for water supply, but also newly created flood planning groups as well. And then finally, one of the biggest functions that we have is financing, because all of those future water supply projects, they have to be paid for, or upgrades to existing treatment facilities. All those improvements require financing, and the Water Development Board has both state and federal financing options available. Since the early days, since the Water Development Board has been in existence, we have committed $33.5 billion to water projects. And more recently, since 2013, that number is $17.4 billion, which is more than half of the total commitment since our inception. As you can see, we funded projects from rural areas to suburban areas to urban areas. And there's a list of the different types of funding options that we have on the federal and state front. But of course, a lot of the urban areas have had quite a bit of funding, lots of people, lots of population, but we never forget about the rural communities as well. And sometimes they don't have as many resources available, and so we have quite a bit of focus on rural communities. Let's talk about our planning function. So Texas is projected to have 51.5 million people by 2070. We're already at 30 million right now. So it's important for us to have a reliable water supply that is essential to support our economy, agriculture, and of course provide water, such as drinking water, for our population and many other demands on needs of our water supply. The state began developing water plans back in the 1950s and shifted into, as I mentioned before, the bottom-up approach to regional planning in 1997 after another severe drought. So, you know, our state is, We have droughts that are really severe and then smaller ones. So.